To Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends. Here we go.
Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon, episode 41. I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
You already know, it's your boy Kel.
T-Von.
Your boy Rossi.
What's going on, fellas? How was your week?
And we made it.
Yes, sir.
Another one down, man.
Peachy, very peachy.
Let's go ahead and pay the bill. Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Overcast, and Anchor.fm. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Search Snuff McGee and Friends on all those platforms. Starting off last week, man, I want to talk about the Raw Talent Snuff McGee and Friends open mic at the Nutty Buttery. We had a great time.
Fantastic time.
Great turnout. Shout out Miss Tink for letting me work with her. We're going to try to do it again real soon. Hopefully in April we have another one for you all. Also, the Snuff McGee and Friends comedy show coming to March 21st at Liaison Restaurant in Petersburg. Tickets are available on Eventbrite and also at Liaison Restaurant. Check it out. Micah Bam Bam White is starring, featuring Mike J, Lazarus Hamlin, hosted by yourself, well, myself, Snuff McGee. I'm going to take time out right now to get Ross to go ahead and plug himself.
Yo, what's up? You can check me out at RVA Exotic Bulldogs at Instagram and Rossi Beasley Jr. at Facebook.
How's the kennel? How's the business going, man?
Oh, man, everything, man. I bought some business cards in, too, a lead down there at the end of the table or whatever.
No doubt, everything good,
man. I got a bully breeding coming up. I think that due, let me see, what month we in? February, March. Due the end of next month. I got a little blue tri English bulldog female that I'll be posting up in the, she'll be available for purchase. Pet home or... For AKC, just working, man.
You know, no doubt. T-Von back in the building. What are you making? Your 53rd appearance? Is that what it is?
I don't know, man. It feel like it's been a minute though.
Yeah.
But I'm back. I'm back. Appreciate you having me on, man. Shout out to my podcast. Yes, we're Articulate. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well. And the brand itself, Articulate Apparel. Follow it on Facebook as well as Instagram, and shout out to my co-host Mariah. We'll be back on board probably this month, man. I know it's been a little bit of a hiatus, but we trying to get back up. But always follow us. We always post some shit, so you know, if you know, you know.
No doubt, man. Well, you know, T-Von stay in the air, man.
Yeah.
You know, he stay gone.
He don't catch feelings, he catch feelings.
Yeah.
Hey, gotta pay them bills.
Yeah, man. He'll be in the sky. What's a man, B.O.B.? I'll be in the sky. Man in the sky. Shout out Mariah, man. Want to get you back soon. Always dope conversations. The Articulate brand, man. I'm feeling them shirts.
Hey,
I'm just, you know, putting it out there.
Okay. What size? What you say, a large?
Well, you know, I'm trying to, you know, I can XL it now. I will say okay. Extra large.
Okay.
I will be checking out the website. What's the website again, Tom?
YesWeArticulate.com.
No doubt.
Ain't hard to find.
I will be checking it out. Big Dog Bites. What's going on, man?
Same old, bro. I'm always in the kitchen cooking something up.
Food, right? I mean, you gotta be, you know, let's be clear.
Yeah, what you cooking, dog?
Whatever paying the bills at the moment.
Might be cooking up anything.
When the food working, the food working. When the food ain't working, the stove's still on.
It's still on. food.
What we do this week, man? You cook anything this week?
Yeah, man, last night, matter of fact, I made a turkey cheeseburger. I don't eat no beef and no pork, man. Turkey cheeseburger meatloaf.
Okay.
Turkey cheeseburger meatloaf.
Yes, sir.
Word.
Yes, sir. Fire.
I cooked some cabbage this week, yo, for the first time, you know what I mean, ever in my life. I have been wanting some cabbage, yo. That cabbage was fire, boy. Yeah, I like my shit spicy, though, so that shit was stupid.
Yeah,
I think I ate Nah, you ain't need no hot sauce in that motherfucker, dog.
Well, anytime you brothers want to feel like bringing any food down to the dungeon, you know, we have no issue with that. Just so you know.
Fire, sure. I call it fire cabbage. I done patent this shit now. So.
Fire cabbage.
So I, you know what I mean? Next time I bring something, I bring that shit. Because I brought this shit to work and shit. I try to force it on motherfuckers and shit. I'll let you know. You know what I'm saying? You come over there and get some of that shit.
I didn't see it.
I'm about to say, don't you work with
it? Yeah, I didn't see it, you know. Not that far. Boy, not that far away.
Before you got to it.
Yeah, yeah. Really he over there on the hard working side.
Yeah, come over. Yeah, he's chill. Hey, look, we're going straight to the relevance tonight, man. And we're going to kick it off with a very serious subject. Before we get into it, I want to let everybody know that the views of Snuff McGee, Kel, T-Von, and Rossi belong to ourselves and only ourselves, and we're going to voice our opinions. That's what we do on this show.
You already know it.
Let's go ahead and jump it off, man. Dwayne Wade.
Clown.
That was very quick. Straight off the jump, man. But we're going to talk about D. Wade, his son. I want to say he's 12 years old now. Zion. Transgender. He wants to be his daughter now. Name's going to be Zaya. Zaya. And the fact that it's, you know, he is a celebrity, retired NBA player, and the fact that they brought this out into the public eye, I feel as if that, you know, we can have an opinion on the whole situation. I want to say it was last year where it was announced that he took him to a gay pride event. And I guess maybe he was 12, maybe he was 11 then. But we all know the rapper Boosie. He came out this weekend, had some comments about it. You know, he was a little ignorant on what he was talking about, but he still made the comment, you know. And I quote, "Don't cut the dick off, man."
Don't cut the dick off, man.
But he was saying that, you know, D-Wade was wrong for what he was doing. And, you know, that's a boy. Let him be a boy. You know, blah, blah, blah. Don't cut the dick off, man.
Don't cut his dick off, man.
Yeah. And he's been labeled transphobic. I want to say I was reading somewhere that he was denied access into a gym.
To Planet Fitness.
Yeah, Planet Fitness. Yes, sir. So I want to ask you all, fellas, man. You know, I have a son. You all have sons. You have a daughter.
I have a daughter.
How do you feel about, at 12 years old...
Can I point one thing out, though?
Go ahead.
Because D-Wade did... Let's not only talk about 12 years old, because he said that... What's I don't know either of the names, so forgive me. That's just me.
His name is Zion.
Zion.
It must be Zion. Zion.
His
at 3 years
Zion.
Old, he or she...
He knew he was gay.
Yeah, knew their gender. 3 years old. Proceed.
See, I've also
see, the thing with that is this, is because you say at 3 years old, Zaya knew her gender was a girl. Bitch, no, the fuck she didn't, because she, in actuality, he was a fucking boy, and something was fucking wrong with him talking about he was a fucking girl. Because I tell you this, and somebody made this example, and I thought I liked it. They said, if you have an orange, and you sit the orange on the table, and you have an apple, and you sit the apple on the table, and you take the orange and you peel it, so ever nice and neat.
Mm-hmm.
You take the peel and then you stick that peel on top of the apple. Well, guess what? It's still an apple. It didn't become some new shit. It just has a orange peel over top of it. So if you convincing yourself that now this apple has turned into an orange, then you're insane. It is no difference from you deciding that, hey, I want to be a girl, but I'm a boy. Insanity has taken place for you to think so. How can you be functionally sane to be in a boy's body, but then you want to convince yourself that I am a girl, or vice versa?
My thing is with the whole situation that with D. Wade, he's saying that he's supporting the child, and this is a decision that the child wants to make. My thing with, you know, being children sometimes, or a lot of the time, change their minds. And I think this is a very major decision to be made. Now, you know, legally you can't go all the way until you are officially an adult. So the whole Boosie, don't cut your dick off, man. You know, that's not a possibility right now.
Well, I do think Boosie was speaking metaphorically.
Yeah.
No, I think he meant.
I think he was.
He think he
I
was.
Think so.
I think Boosie was being.
Nah, he meant that because he was like, no, man.
But he
was
said,
you can see the passion in the shit. Like, he was thinking to himself, he gonna cut this nigga
Boosie,
dick.
I'm gonna hold you down. He said, don't cut his dick off, man. Don't refer to him as a woman. He's still a boy. It's what he said.
That's too deep for Boosie.
I mean, Boosie, I know this. I know Boosie's highly intelligent. But I do think that he think that he was cutting his dick off.
Boosie also said that he wouldn't have skeeted in all of them on TV in that interview a few weeks ago. I wouldn't have skeeted in all of them. I'm just saying.
Mine. Nah, that nigga D Wade. I actually, and this is just me. I like to people see it just as a red cup, and I might see it as some other shit sometime. But I think it's bigger than just D Wade supporting him. My thing is this: let's watch and see where D Wade goes, you know, from here on. What leaps and bounds he make? Because I kind of think he's selling his son, man. I think his son is a sacrifice for some fuck shit D Wade about to get himself into. So if you see him get kind of like vaulted into some type of something, he sold his son, man.
I don't know, man. I got a different view on it. I just feel like people know their kids, man. Like, when it come to that type of shit, it's not to say that D Wade may not have tried to talk him out of the shit. Like, you know, he at 3 years old, he said he thought it. I think most parents, like, when it comes, he's going through a phase and hopefully grow out of it. And then you realize, shit, it ain't a phase. This is who he is. And either I have a horrible relationship with him because I don't support him and he resent it. Mm-hmm. And then, or I support it. And that's my thing. If he want to support him, let him support it. I've known people that, we know, all us known people since they was in elementary school. We like, that.
He's fucking faggot.
Yeah, like he gay.
If he was a roster. If he was a roster, that reps and stuff being friends.
And they been gay, and I don't think if their parents said, try to parent the gay out of them, they still turned out gay. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's just that other side to it that, maybe they tried, or maybe they just see it and they know who they are, man. Like,
but gay and this I situation know. Like, is that's, totally different.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's the conversation they having. My thing is, like you said earlier, they celebrities. They warrant this type of a response from people. People feel they can give their opinion on it. If he's supporting the kid, I don't think he should get the operation, obviously, until he's 18, because you might go back on it. But if you want to support him, call him, you know, call him girl, whatever. As long as the kid being supported and loved, man, don't bother me.
Now, do you feel that it needs to be public, though? Because what I'm reading is that the mom doesn't agree with it.
Does not. She don't support it at all.
Now, I believe that D-Wade does have custody of the son. Custody. But that is his mother. Now, we don't know why she doesn't have custody. It could have just been an agreement between the two.
No,
but
she lost it. They had a nice little battle behind
it. It was a battle? Yeah. But it wasn't saying that she was an unfit mother. It was just they went to trial over the kid.
I don't remember how he ended up getting it, but she might have been seen as unfit. Like, she thinks she had some shit going on.
Because, you know, it takes a lot for them to give the custody to the father. Yeah. I don't care who you are.
Yeah. Like, she really has to be unfit mother.
Yeah.
Fucked up a little
So,
bit.
I know they do live their lives, even though they're being celebrities, they do let a lot out into the public. With the whole Gabby eating their ass and all that stuff. Yeah, I know we heard about that.
You gotta stay relevant. That's just about being relevant.
Well, you can say this could be a relevance thing.
I mean, I think, like I said, I think it's bigger than that, man. I think he kind of like put his son is like a, because I really feel it's a gay agenda. Like you heard me talk about that the last time. So somebody has to be the catalyst for that shit. And this is him. He's sacrificing his son for that faggot shit, man.
Mm. Hey, man, it's. I don't know,
putting
man.
Him in the spotlight. Like, I don't know, man. You can be just as gay as you want to. Look, let's be real about it. We never have to know that little boy, man. We never have to know that little boy. Never have to know. Do you know Emmitt Smith's son name? I don't even know if he got a fucking son.
I think he does.
His son just committed to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was it Florida? Did he?
Somewhere.
Do you know Patrick Swayze's son? Do you know Charles Barkley's fucking son name? Yeah, so you don't gotta know this fucking man's son.
Come on, we're not gonna do that with Barkley.
So that's my thing. You put this kid in a spotlight that didn't even need to exist, man.
Well, I didn't. We really didn't know Magic's son until he was pretty much an adult.
Till he wanted to be what he is. Yeah. Magic's son off the hook. He just did an interview. He just interviewed his mom and I was looking at some of that, but
yeah, Magic's son growing though, like you said.
Yeah.
He's not 11, 12, 12
he's not,
years
he's
old.
He's not an adolescent.
But he came up, and I think the whole social media stuff is, like, really taking off in the last, what, 5-6 years? Like, I mean, it's been around, but I think, like, it keeps getting, it keeps going into younger and younger and younger. You know, 2000s, early 2010s, it was just like, yes, social media there, but it was really for, you know, teenagers.
It was calling it college shit.
Yeah, and now it's like kids, TikTok, all that shit. So little kids actually become celebrities, become known. I mean, you can even look at other athletes' kids, Bronny and them. We know them, you know. So if you out there, they go automatically pull your family in, whether you want to or not.
Well, the LeBron thing is different. His son is an AAU basketball star. Old boy's son is just gay.
Well, I think it's ancillary, though, because the other son play, right? The older son.
And you know him from that.
But also with
you don't
him
know
playing
him from
now,
his sexuality. Yeah.
Is he going to have to answer?
He going to have to. That's how it works. I think people go digging. Like, oh, he got one son. Well, let me go find the other son. Is the other son pretty good at basketball? And then they find the other son. And, oh, he ain't into basketball.
But they didn't have to dig. He put him up on an interview at that gay parade. That's when this shit first came out. Mm-hmm. They had the pictures of him all up, you know, hey, D Wade supporting his son.
Him feeling the need to
and check it this, announced. Check it. It didn't come out for real until D Wade needed to leave basketball. He left the NBA and then he said, all right, let me go ahead and put this little boy on out.
I mean, that these are facts. I will say that once again, Snuff Again Friends, we are not homophobic, transphobic, or any of those things. This is an age thing for me. You know, being so young at that, you know, the gay pride parade and with the change, I believe that these are adult issues.
I don't think people nowadays understand the seriousness of things like that. It's become such a trivial thing. People talking about their sexuality or gender fluidity and all the shit that they like to throw around. But they treat it like a trivial thing. Oh, you said it, so that is what it is. But they don't really understand how that shit really affects lives.
I'll say this, man. I know friends, close friends that like are in that situation, and it's not an easy thing to like embrace the support. I think the parents go through it like, I don't want them to go through it.
Shit.
And then it gets to a point where, what am I fighting here? Am I really just going to try to hold them back?
And like, that's the thing. I'm not saying hold your child back. If your child is the way that they are, and you say, like we say, the parents know the child more than anybody else. But my thing is, in the public light like that,
I don't think they can help you. I don't think they can help.
I think you can help how you bring it to the public. Because I don't think, like you said, I don't think the question has ever been like, oh, man, why are you supporting your son? Like, why would you do anything? No, it's just, why do you feel the need
to make publicized announcements?
Hey, my son wants to be a girl, guys. We're going to call him this from now on. I don't know him. I'm never going to call him anything. It doesn't fucking matter, really.
Yeah.
Like, why do you feel the need to tell the world that shit?
It's like an acceptance thing.
I just see it as... It's out there, like, maybe they put it out there, but once it's out there, they just feel like, I gotta support them. Like, what do they do? What's the opposite end of it? It's not say anything when you know people are gonna bring it up.
Well, the opposite end of it, it's plenty of celebrities, though. Even today, they're like, we don't know their kids. Like, we don't know
anybody. But the kid out there, though. I'm saying is the kid is already out there.
He already has social media.
Like, these kids have social media, so... When people go and look like, let me go look up Dwayne Wade's kids, they see the kid.
Gotcha.
They see the kid.
It's different from having social media and having a social media presence versus having a television presence. Those things can coexist and be huge on both ends. But when you marry the two, see, that's when D. Wade stood in and put him on that camera with his platform. And created a whole different engine, a whole different monster. That's why I say there's a gender behind it. Because the boy he could have had whatever following he want to because his last name is Wade. All right. But when his dad grabbed a hold to it and spun it and put it in front of the NBA umbrella, he made it into a whole big ass. Yeah. It's an engine now.
Yeah. And how you said it, definitely right. I think his people or whatever just said, it's out there. You can either ignore it or support it and just embrace it. Mm. And they've chose to embrace it.
It's a whole thing, man. And I hate to say that shit, but I believe because of that boy, he created 500 more of them.
I will say this.
He was the Jesus Christ for 500 more little boys to be Zayas in the next few years, man.
The thing about it is, like, we cannot agree. Like, say we don't agree with something, but at the same time, it's not doesn't mean that we don't accept it.
Right, right.
And that's what people need to understand as well. I just think, you know, this is a private situation for the time being at that age. Now, you know, once he's a little older, he wants to be put out there, he's out there. But he's not even a teenager yet.
But I don't feel like it should be my business. I don't feel like it should be in a situation where Rossi is allowed or able to form an opinion on that shit. I should know about that fucking shit.
We shouldn't be able to have this conversation.
We shouldn't be talking about this shit.
It's a great point.
No doubt.
And that's the conversation I would love to hear from people. Too often I think we hear is he shouldn't be gay, this, that, and the other. I'm like, nah, that's their kid. Like, yeah. Let them deal with it. And because it's out there in the public space, that's why we have all these issues. I think, you know, sadly for the kid, he has to deal with this now. You know what I mean? Which makes it that much harder.
That's what I tell kids with social media. Once you put something out there, it's always out there.
It's out there.
Even if you delete it, somebody's can screenshot it, screen record it. Yep. And they'll always have it, man. Let's go ahead and move on, though, man. I've been watching the Who Killed Malcolm X documentary on Netflix. I finally finished it. It's a 6-part series. Shout out to Abdul Muhammad, the guy who did the documentary. A regular guy who just wanted to get to the bottom of it. You know, 55 years ago now. You know, unsolved murder. And they're saying now prosecutors in New York City are taking a fresh look at the assassination. New evidence from the documentary is raising questions of whether the two innocent men who were sent to prison for the murder, they did not commit.
They know that shit already.
They pretty much were behind it. We saw that on the documentary with the NYPD and the FBI. I know.
I couldn't quite hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I raise my voice a little bit?
I'm serious. Yeah.
Fuck wrong. She can't hear your ass up right now.
Hey, we talking about the wrong shit. Look, you said that? FBI and NYPD. Yeah, okay.
The feds are watching. They're listening. Definitely listening to it. Shout out to Alexa
Anderson. Better be fresh as hell.
Yeah. But watching that series, man, it kind of sucks because you see how they infiltrated the Nation of Islam.
Yeah.
Up top.
Yeah.
How they infiltrated Malcolm, even after he broke off and started his own thing. They were involved with that, too. How far they went to bring us down. Mm-hmm. They saw us that much of a threat.
Ain't nothing new. Yeah. We knew it. And, I mean, you said they don't know who it is. They know who did it.
They said when they
looked at the notes that the FBI had on the case, it did not align with what the NYPD said happened. So, like, y'all ain't trying to solve it. Nah. Y'all got opposing views on how it happened. One of y'all know what really happened. The other one said, this is a story we're going to tell.
The FBI didn't even want to release all the footage that they had.
Yeah.
They said nobody was tapped more than Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X. 24-hour surveillance. It's stuff that they got, they still ain't released.
Mm-hmm. Scared to death of what them niggas might do.
Mm-hmm.
And what that nigga said, that's too much power for one nigga.
Yeah. Yep.
Too much power for one.
It's a powerful documentary, man. It was well done.
I gotta check this shit, man.
Man, it just. I don't think it surprises anybody. I think it just, you know, backs up what we are.
Confirms. I thought.
Yep. It just gives you further evidence. Like, yeah, the support. I mean,
you already know that man, that nation of people is crappy as fuck, and this is what it is.
I just like, you know, just seeing the old footage of how Malcolm would go into the neighborhoods and make people feel good about themselves. People who had, you know, lost hope or just lost people, man. Telling them that they were kings and queens and how they need to just... Yeah. And that's the crazy thing about it, because he was taken away.
Everything he said back then is relevant as hell today, man.
I mean, he kind of spoke prophecy on a lot of shit for him.
And I just, what I love about Malcolm X, it's just a cool motherfucker, man. Yeah. Like, he was just cool,
Let's not
man.
Forget.
Like,
he was a cool nigga before he was Malcolm X. And
he was very articulate.
Yeah, there you
that
go.
That nigga remind me of me. Checking that nigga.
Yeah, but like the stuff, you see him on there, man, it just further... Let you know, man, how ahead of his time he was, man. Like you say, he was prophetic in the stuff that he was talking about, man. And that's sad that, I mean, you know, it was a brother that pretty much we know did it, just walking around. Had Cory Booker on there, did a commercial, did an ad for Cory Booker. And Cory Booker, like, do you know this guy? He act like he ain't know him. But
the thing about it was also with... the Malcolm versus the Nation thing. Malcolm was seen as a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people were okay with what happened.
Yeah.
Still okay with it. Yeah, I mean, they was interviewing the dudes from the Nation, and them dudes, they still hold grudges against Malcolm for what he did, they thought he did to Elijah Muhammad.
That's what fucks with me.
That's the difference from Islam and
that's what fucks with me, because, you know, they say that Elijah Muhammad made Malcolm who he was, and then he went against him. And from the footage, after, you know, he had said what he said about Kennedy, chickens coming home to roost, and he was suspended for the 90 days, he met Muhammad Ali, and in Miami, they was hanging. Then Ali was made a member of the Nation, and Elijah Muhammad gave him his name. And right after that, this is what I've been reading and what I was told as well. They said after he gave him his name, he told him not to fuck with Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. You know, he was just with the Nation. And that's when he started speaking against Malcolm X. And it seemed after that, Malcolm X realized he wasn't going back to the Nation. And that's when he started releasing the dirt.
Yeah. And Malcolm thought that Muhammad was a way for him to get back. It's like, I'm going to get this dude into the Nation.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna be a good spokesperson for me and the Nation. That gonna get me possibly back in the good graces of the Nation.
Yeah.
And they was working behind him to say, nah, yeah, you ain't coming back in. We don't want you. You trying to be bigger than us, man.
Bigger than the Nation.
Sad, man. Sad. But again, that gets back into when you get into organized religion, man. When you get into like these people that are this bigger than the religion itself, which I think that's what Elijah Muhammad was. He was bigger than the religion. You know, they looked at him as some type of God. And even when they had the evidence in front of them to say he's doing this stuff, they're like, well, he's just a man. Mm-hmm. Oh, now he's just a man.
It's just like with the Trumper.
Mm-hmm.
The Trumper can do anything, man. And people be like, well, you know,
he's still doing this for us. Yeah.
The Dems want to take your guns away.
Right.
Yeah, fuck them Dems too, but the Trumper still is who the fuck the Trumper is. I like to call him the Trumper. Just anything that just don't sound respectable, the Trumper.
It is. With that situation, I just think it's crazy how people okayed what happened. Yeah. I mean, I will say you could argue that he was out of pocket for going to the media talking about Elijah Muhammad, you know, for airing out that stuff. But also you could say that this man looked at Elijah Muhammad as a person who did no wrong, who taught certain things that you could or couldn't do. But at the same time, you had your own dirt.
Yeah.
But he is human, just like we all are human. Yeah. He has to realize that as well. But great documentary. You guys got to finish it up.
The one part I'll say, man, that I thought was real fucked up, man, is right after he got killed, and they was interviewing Betty, man.
Yeah.
And she just shook, man. Like, your husband just died, dog. And these reporters around just asking the questions, and you can see she don't want to answer the questions.
One reporter actually told her, could you open your eyes, please, ma'am?
Yeah.
she's walking out, like, just distraught, destroyed, you know, four kids.
Yeah, broken.
Yeah.
And they just steadily ask, like, she not answering the questions at all. She just standing there, and they just, well, she not going to answer? Let me ask another one. Like, y'all have a heart?
Like, well, you see, that's how it is today too. Or even like not to compare it, but like with
TMZ, man.
With the TMZ or with the athletes,
all of that shit.
The that's media
they get them. It's just like Gail funk ass. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care none of it. I ain't nobody. I ain't gotta apologize. Like, I ain't gotta be like Snoop and come back and be like, I shouldn't have said it. Nah, fuck Gail. Fuck, fuck Oprah too.
Mm-hmm.
The views of Rossi represent Rossi. Fuck all.
Hey, your views will be heard.
Yeah,
I will say that. No,
I don't trust none of them. You see the pictures come out with Oprah all hugged up, all up on the Trumper.
Oh, with Trump.
All
yeah.
up on the Trumper. Yeah, she all gazed up at the Trumper like she just ready to enjoy the shit out of him tonight.
I will say this about Trump, man. Trump knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah.
If you heard back in the day with all these celebrities, hip hop, whatever, everybody used to hang with Trump. And they said Trump was a cool cat. But Trump, when he wanted to be president, what did he say before he ran for president?
Be Republican, because they stupid.
Yeah.
So he
long and short.
To entertain him, man. He know how to play to the crowd. He's
entertaining
he
that base.
To the crowd, man. That shit the other day about the Korean film, man. Like, They just eat it up, man. He know that group of people gonna eat it up because they don't like foreigners. So he gonna
what
talk.
That motherfucker say?
He said, did you see the Oscars? they let this foreign film win Best Picture. When did that happen? Why can't we get back to date? What did he say? Gone with the Wind. Why the fuck you bring up Gone with the Wind, man?
I'm telling you, man.
That's because motherfuckers are slaves.
Yeah, exactly. You know what he's doing,
fucking
man.
Gone with the Wind. The Nazis and shit was the fuck coming
out. I truly believe once he's out of office, man, the book is going to come out.
Out of office, man.
And the copy of this book is going to be like, I played him.
Oh, yeah.
I played him all.
The Trumper, I'm probably voting for Trump, man. And I said I won't even vote for no more, but I'd probably go vote for Trump. I'd be damned if I ever let them Democrats get the fuck up.
That's a great segue, man. You know, let's talk about Republicans and Democrats,
real
man.
Shit.
So what's your beef?
You heard it me here first on Snuff McGee Show. I will be coming back to vote. I ain't voted since Barack won the first time. I ain't fuck with Barack that last time he ran or whatever. And I didn't vote during the Trumper joint. But I'm coming out, and I'm probably voting for the Trumper,
Don't
man.
Vote for Trumper, man. Sit out. Don't vote for him, man.
So why are you so anti-Democrat right now, Ross?
Because Democrats is the real thugs, dog. If you start looking at your research, man, the shit that kind of fucked black people up over the past 20 years. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, we can go all the way back to y'all favorite, fucking Bill Clinton.
Oh, yours is y'all.
I mean, let's throw that around
him. I like to say that.
The brother was in Harlem, I guess. You know.
look, motherfuckers love Clinton, but Clinton's shit locked up more niggas than anybody, dog. Three strike and all that shit. So in actuality, Clinton fucking hated black people more than anybody else. And then you look at his crooked ass wife. She the devil. She the pure devil herself, man. All the people that she kill up, hiding and covering up stuff. Them people are evil, man. No Democrats right now got nothing. Like, who? Even you go with Barack, like.
Politics is dirty, man. It's about keeping your power, about supporting the people that they give you that money, man. And it's on both sides. Ain't either side.
Ain't no side good, man. Yeah. They all shit.
What I tell people, man, is start with your local elections, man. Try to do the stuff locally, man. Drive change there. And vote in these people that you know, man. Like, these homegrown people that you grew up with, that you know. Vote them in at the local elections, man, and then see them go. Like, you know, you got to get involved. You got to know. You got to do your research. Too often, we just vote because you just
college,
supposed to vote, man.
Yeah.
Like, no. Know what you're voting for. Know what causes you go for. And vote based on that. Based on the principles you have for yourself. Versus just voting red or blue. Like, have a point as to why you're voting for who you're voting
and
for.
And that's the thing. People voting red or blue, man. They don't give a shit. They ain't got a clue about that shit. They don't, like, for real, man. Like, people don't know nobody. They don't know. They look at that shit when them motherfuckers be up there bashing each other. Ain't nobody really saying nothing. You just, everybody talking about the bullshit in your life. Ain't nobody really talking about no true measures that's gonna be taking place on shit. Then you now, got
that's even like let's we're talking local. Let's talk with the city of Richmond with the Navy Hill project.
Yep.
Now city council. Now is that mostly one, or is that a mixed Democrat Republican?
It's a mix. In the city of Richmond, and you see the based on the districts, man, you can tell by the demographics of that particular area as to how they, you know, vote or whatever. But I think when it comes to the local stuff, man, you have to understand, you have to have a bigger picture in mind as well. Don't be small-minded. When I think of the Navy Hill thing, yeah, it was done behind closed doors. They need to be more transparent with it. I think if they could go back and do it again, it would be a lot more transparent as to how the money was, how the deal came together, how the money was being spent. But at the same time, Richmond gets held back because we don't want to be bold, man. Richmond could be Charlotte, but we get tied in our history. We get tied in, and the money ain't going to the schools. Richmond money does go to the schools. I think they pay more per student than some of the county schools. It's how the money's being spent.
Yeah.
And involvement from parents, involvement from people in the schools. You can have the prettiest building in the world.
But the involvement.
But if the school, if the students and the teachers and so forth inside the school ain't worth a damn, you just got a pretty building. I mean, they brought, MLK was built not that long ago.
I was talking to someone about that today. It's not that old.
Yeah, and that's the worst. That's the worst built school in the city. It's the newest building, worst school in the city. So it ain't that you having the nicest buildings, facility. Yes, it matters, but it's other stuff that goes into making a school system a good school system. So don't let every time something comes up in the city saying money got to go to schools, money got to go to schools. You got to get people into the city. You got to get a tax base that can provide money for the schools.
With that being said, they say the Virginia lottery money is supposed to go towards schools. We have the game emporium in the city now, which is supposed to bring money into the city. They're talking about the Indians building a casino in the city, an additional one in the Manchester area, which is going to bring more money into the city. We have these big corporations in the city of Richmond that we know of that's paying a lot of money in taxes to the city. Where's the money going? That's what I want to know.
Great question.
Where's the money going?
Great question, man.
Then they just raised the food tax not too long ago, too,
and
right?
You got the entertainment tax. That money goes directly to the schools. I think a big part of that money goes directly to the schools.
And I heard somebody trying to take the gas tax out.
Yeah. I mean, we can't tax the hell out of people. You know, you can't keep raising taxes but not bringing more business into the city. Like, I think Richmond's done well with the restaurants like Scotch Edition and all in Manchester. That area is growing, but you can only put but so many restaurants in a fucking city. You know what I mean?
You gotta bring your axe.
Breweries. You gotta have something big, man.
You gotta bring your axe to the city.
We don't have a Coliseum or a brand new baseball stadium. Neither one of them, because we in kick the ball. Rather than saying, let's do this, man.
And they've been talking about baseball for 20 years.
Yeah, well, what we do? We have...
Old boy quit because they ain't want to get his ass that shit. What's the black man? Douglas Wilder. He dipped.
Yeah, Wilder dipped.
Wilder wanted to put that shit down there on the water and make some dope shit.
What's the one thing we got? We got a practice facility for the Redskins. We can't get a real stadium or a real Coliseum for teams actually playing.
Supposedly we're losing money with that as well. Yeah,
that was a bad deal from the beginning.
Yeah. That's what they're saying.
I have a winning product for one.
take a shot. I will say this. The city needs a Coliseum. Now, the Navy Hill project was not just the Coliseum. They were going to bring shops around it. They were going to bring, I want to say, a hotel. They were going to bring affordable housing as well. Those are jobs. Because I also said they were complaining about the homeless. These are jobs. It's going to help people out. I know that you were saying it was some issues with how the money was going through or whatever, but sometimes you gotta step out there and be like, look, we're going to do this, and the money will come.
Yeah. Risk it to get the biscuit.
Yeah,
man. It's, like you said, Richmond could be Charlotte, man. I heard, like, you know, I watched the city council meeting when people speaking out against it, people saying,
looking at some of that
they want to bring retail. We see stores closing. Yeah, but you also see cities prospering, man. You see other cities that are putting these type of developments in their downtown areas and they're doing well. Why not Richmond, man? What y'all gonna do? What's the alternative? They just let it sit there and deteriorate? And is that a point now where you can't fix it up? You just putting a bandage on it. You know what I mean? So, like, you're gonna continue to miss out on tax money. Nobody's gonna come to that part of the city for what? You know, for what's the reason to come there? You could very well have the CIAA tournament there. You know, you could have the Atlantic 10 tournament with VCU and Richmond in the same conference. All the concerts and all that stuff that could be coming here, man. Like, Richmond just missing out on so much.
They're going from Tidewater to Charlottesville to D.C.
Yeah, man. Sad. And I'll say the people that have an issue with it, come up with a plan. Come up with an alternative. Don't just say you don't want it. I ask, why don't you want it? And what are you going to do with the area if you don't do nothing to it? What you getting out of it? Because school still ain't going to get no money.
Some I think
school's money based off them fucking tests.
Yeah, I think a lot of people some people don't want change. They see money coming in and they just seeing the rich getting richer. They don't look at it any other way than that. I do think the school system needs to improve, but I also think that people need to get involved.
Yep.
People do need to get involved. Let's lighten it up a little bit, man. It was a slam dunk contest last week. Aaron Gordon and what was the brother's name from Miami?
Jones.
Was it Derrick Jones?
Derrick Jones.
Aaron Gordon got 450s in a row. And the rumor was that the judges wanted it to end in a tie. But not to keep talking about D. Wade, but instead of giving the brother a 10, D. Wade gave him a 9, which gave the victory to a Miami Heat player. Kel, was this dunk contest, was that sabotage?
Put it like this, man. Dunk contest was in Chicago this year, right?
Yeah.
So it was very fitting that we saw a robbery on live TV.
I will say the biggest robbery was, and you know I'm a Jordan fan my whole life. Dominique won in 88. Dominique won that one, man.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Aaron Gordon got robbed twice.
Yeah, he did.
He's gotten robbed twice. When you get 450s in a row, you shouldn't have to have a dunk off of nobody, nigga. You won.
And why are the judges getting together, trying to come with a plan, man? Y'all just vote. You know, just vote.
Well, I guess it was at a point where it was like, we really can't decide a winner. Like, they've both been equally good, which I disagree with personally.
Some of y'all getting 9s, some of y'all getting 10s. Keep doing it.
You know what? You know who didn't get no 9s? Goddamn Aaron Gordon. For the first 4 times, he didn't get a 9 in the first, so his ass should have won.
Do you think we need to start going to a fan vote and leave these fake judges out of the situation? I mean, they have Black Panther as a judge.
He knows shit.
He knows what?
Shit.
I mean, well, he did Black Panther, man. Yeah. I have a Black Panther.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think nobody had any vibranium before they went out there to dunk, man.
Like, I think there's some type of way you still had the judges, but then, like, the next vote, when it come down to a tie, and it go to a fan vote. You know, I mean, you can do the shit instant. You do it on the phone. It ain't nothing but a thing. You know what I mean? So I think that's the evolution of it right there, to take it out of the hands of the judges. Don't feel like they have to get together to come up with a plan so that they can make sure it's fair. That ain't fair. You vote.
It won't be fair because that motherfucker should have won.
It must be an anonymous vote. So just vote based on what you think. And that'll be it, man.
I ain't looked at a slam dunk contest, man, in fucking 6 years or some shit. Man.
I will say fucking. Next year, I want to see Ja Morant.
Yeah,
I want to see Zion.
Yeah.
But I need Zion to lose about 20 pounds.
20 whole pounds?
Do we really?
Never gonna have him.
He needs to, man. I mean, them knees ain't gonna hold up, man.
He be alright next year though.
Hmm?
He be alright next year. They'll hold up to next year.
I want to see a line. I don't want to see a quick career from that dude, man.
Zion balling though.
Yeah. He is. But he's got that rookie of the year on lock.
Well, I mean, Zion wasn't playing for most of the year.
But, I mean, Memphis is the playoff team right now.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Zion wasn't playing most of the year.
We'll see if they can make that push.
No, Ja got it, period. I don't think there's no coming back.
If they miss out and the Pelicans make it, you got to put it on Zion.
Can't get his eyes out. Nah, the whole
that's what I'm saying. Nah,
but when he comes back and they make a push to the playoffs, and Ja and they and Memphis doesn't
all-star break.
Yeah, Memphis don't make the playoffs. You got to give us his Zion.
No, I don't know. Man, I mean,
that nigga Ja balling, man.
See, Trey put up 50 last night. Trey Young.
Trey should have got it.
I've seen that. He shot that shit from everywhere.
Shit happened in the NBA so often now, though, man. You know, it used to be like, you wouldn't have a, like, yeah, two like motherfuckers 50 points.
50 ain't really shit.
Yeah.
Not no
yeah,
more.
You know,
that's not,
for real, 50 ain't been shit since motherfucker David Robinson did that shit, like, back-to-back-to-back. In the playoff series and shit, when I was in motherfucking 11th grade, like
they
you gotta drop 80. Kobe dropped 80. You gotta do 60.
You have somebody like James Harden score 80 points.
Yeah, you gotta do some shit like that for you know.
And y'all still won't give him his fucking props.
Fuck James Harden. James Harden, nigga.
Fuck Harden, dog.
What?
I mean, I'm not a big Harden fan, but.
You'll never get a ring with James Harden.
That no, shit ain't won't. Easy though.
No.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that
you won't win
that one on one stuff won't get you a ring, but the shit ain't easy. It's not easy.
Nah, he a monster out there, you know what I'm saying? If you just want to see somebody score them buckets.
Yeah, like
but if you want to win championships.
Now, how do you feel about the small ball with Houston now? With P.J. Tucker at the center. They've been on a hell of a streak since they've been in.
That's what they are a regular season game. Team. They're a regular season
when you got pal up seven, five, ten, four wins and shit.
Yeah, ain't going to do it.
You got to win four wins against LeBron James and them when them motherfuckers got like five, 7 footers and shit.
We'll see.
Motherfucker just bring starters off the bench all night.
I don't see him beating the Lakers or the Clippers, but I can see him beating any other team in the West.
Yeah, they gonna do what they've been doing.
They can't beat Denver.
Get to the semifinals of the finals of the Western Conference and go.
They can't
home.
Beat Denver in 7, man.
You never know, man. Westbrook, they're clicking right now because Westbrook can get to the hole.
You drinking the Kool Aid, bro?
I'm not drinking the Kool Aid, man.
Okay.
I'm drinking the syrup. It's Houston, motherfucker.
2 months from now, damn.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll see. We'll see. Everybody knows I'm a Harden fan. The man can score.
You like foul shots.
Huh? The man can score. He's crafty. The man can get to the basket.
He is taking advantage
he's
of the
crafty,
rules
crafty, or is he cheating?
He's crafty, man.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with crafty.
Nine steps, crafty.
When Ginobili was doing all that bullshit, the Euro steps and all that stuff, he was the Euro stepping.
Nah.
He's so crafty and this and that. When the Harden doing it, now y'all talking all that
I'm
shit.
I'm a Kobe nigga. I was talking about it when Ginobili was doing it, too.
Yeah, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. Man. Yeah. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. And look, the NFL is adding two teams to the playoffs.
Is it official?
Or it's not official. It's collective bargaining agreement proposal. Not been official yet, but they want to go from 12 to 14 teams. It could happen as early as this season coming up.
And only one team get a bye, right?
Yeah.
The
top team.
What's
that Fluxy team?
The 49ers.
We take that to money.
Yeah, but are they gonna get rid of some of them motherfucking preseason games?
Yes, I wanna say they're also talking about eliminating two of them and going to 17 instead of 16 games.
That way you can play with one or two of them games.
Yeah.
That's another game check, too.
It's another game check, so the boy said, talking about the safety, but you can get cut us a higher check.
I mean, as long as you can get rid of them preseasons and shit.
Yeah.
Now you can count.
Yeah,
you can count when they're real games.
Let it count.
I'm gonna risk my life for the real game.
I'm out here willy-nilly in it out here getting bust up.
Now, if that would have went through last year, Kel, y'all would have made the playoffs.
My
the Cowboys
made the playoffs too.
Pittsburgh and Dallas would have made the playoffs.
Nah,
barely, but
shit
would have
went
got
different,
in.
Man. They'd have found a different way, man, to muff it up.
Dog,
they'd have muffed it up a different way.
Okay, you want
him
Stephen A. Smith ass
niggas,
I see.
Nah,
well,
hell no.
I'm not Stephen
no
A., but
Stephen A.
But clearly, y'all would have barely got in.
We would have barely got in for the past, what, fucking, well, really. I don't
and know, Dallas would have been Dallas in the playoffs,
from
man.
A fan standpoint, I mean, it's good, man. I like it. We always talk about it, you know.
Hey, it's good for fantasy football, I know that.
Add an extra game, 17 games. This shit weird though. It's an odd number. I think I read somewhere that it'll be the only league where the regular season is an odd number.
But the NBA got 81 games, man.
NBA got 82.
Yeah, 82.
And the reason for that is that they want you to have equal away home games.
Yeah, 41.
That's how they make their money. But they said the NFL said that with the preseason game, we'll just make sure that if you have 8 regular season home games, we make sure that you get another one in the preseason so that it even out, because they charge the same. The ticket price is the same for preseason and regular season games.
I see the NBA is starting to do like the NFL as well, because you know the NFL had the London games, and now they have two fucking many London games, if you ask me.
But now
the NBA is starting to play games at different arenas.
They've been doing that for a while, though. Exhibitions is what they call them. You don't remember back when it was Richard Coliseum?
It was a regular season game. I think Houston played somebody. Didn't the
Lakers go over there too?
It was like in Mexico or something like that.
It's just a way for them.
Telemundo.
Wait for them to gauge whether or not their market can eventually support a pro team. The NFL going to eventually go to like London or something.
This is off subject, but look, y'all see what baseball did with the weed and shit?
Oh, the NFL did it too.
Yeah.
The NFL would no longer.
I guess they got tired of Josh Gordon.
He got sick of some bullshit. Like, a whole lot of kids, Kessin got knocked off for the weed, man. Yeah. That shit's useless.
And it's not fair. Like, you playing in Denver, it's legal in the state.
And that don't even make sense. Yeah.
Right.
So it is NFL.
That's unfair.
I think it's part of the collective bargaining agreement. Cool. That's going to be one of the issues, is they're no longer going to.
Now we've seen the former Cleveland offensive lineman got busted for the
167 pounds.
I don't know if he ain't gonna get away with that.
I think that's a legal issue.
It's a possibility that he's seen this bargaining thing coming and he was just trying to beat him to the punch.
Just supporting the league, baby.
Yeah. Now I heard he was going from California to Louisiana. He's going on the I-10 and got caught in Texas.
Say that the motherfucking only had the shit in duffel bags. It wasn't hermetically sealed, no kind of way or nothing.
Just loose weed in duffel bags.
But they said the border patrol, the dog smelled it.
The dog was on the side of the road on some whole other shit.
In the car pad.
The car drove back, zoom. The dog went the fuck off.
Damn.
The man radioed ahead, hey, check out car blah, blah, blah. Triggered the dog driving past. So that means you ain't had the weed put up no fucking kind of way.
No.
And then the nigga had a Uber driver driving that was unbeknownst to the fact that this nigga had 157 pounds of weed in the car.
Dog smelled that shit.
Nigga,
I can't smell 157 pounds.
Your ass ain't smelling nothing. You ain't got a nose on your motherfucking head.
That dog might have spoke English on that one. That dog like, yo, these motherfuckers comfortable as a bitch, ain't it?
Motherfuckers driving down the road had to be going at least 55 or so. And the dog that bang on your shit while you skirting down the highway? Nigga, you ain't had the Ziploc, none. You had the whole pack in a trash bag.
Like, I just wanted to be like one of his boys and be like, you gonna do what?
The nigga tried to get the person in the car to take the hit. He was like, look, you take the hit, I'ma take care of you or whatever. I'm like, hell no.
My thing is, if you want somebody to take the hit, why not get somebody to take the drive?
Why you even in the car?
Yeah.
But no, number one, why you ain't clean them bags up? Why you didn't dress them bags up, compress them, zip them up, make love to them? Anything you can do.
It wasn't the first time.
Yeah.
It's comfortable.
Seemed like it was a first
motherfucker
time.
Motherfucker, like he the mule. He Clint Eastwood
did
now.
Did it last time.
Dummy.
Come on, man.
How scary it is to ride with that type of weed in the car, man. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
You ain't gotta be that much.
Yeah, but you know how scary it is to drive with two apes in the car.
I have no idea what you're talking about. No incrimination on Snuff
McGee. How scary it is to ride with a goddamn ounce in the car, nigga? Shit.
You got a whole.
Snuff McGee is not gonna incriminate himself.
157 pounds of weed in the car. Nigga ain't even had no big van or nothing. This nigga was in a car. Them niggas was in a car.
Probably had that shit in the backseat, huh?
Nigga had it in duffel bags. The police report said he had it in duffel bags. So somebody just shoved it in the bag like, oh, Charlie, put this on in the trunk. You weird ass nigga, you ain't tuck it or nothing. You just had that shit just willy nilly.
Duffel bag probably wasn't even zipped all the way up.
Nigga's probably was chinching out the bag the whole way down the road. Give me a bigger bud than that. Shit, we got a long ass way to go. don't even zip it up. We gonna go back in there.
Yeah.
Dumbass nigga, it's off season, nigga. I'm smoking all season.
He got all types of remnants in the base of his trunk and shit, man.
Nigga, California. Dumb man, cause think about it, like for real, like they say that nigga made $5.5 million, I think, last year or whatever. All right, so do the math. Nigga buying all that weed, 157 pounds. I was just seeing on social media some nigga was advertising weed for sale, starting at $500 a pound. So if you buying 57 of them motherfuckers, I imagine his price was probably for some real good weed, maybe between the 500 and 1800 pound variety or whatever. So you gonna try to, you buying 157, so you need to sell that shit a little fast. So that means you gonna bring your price down a little bit too.
Yeah.
So how much money you making, nigga? You ain't making $50,000 off that rat.
That's what I'm saying is, boy, like,
you making fine money.
That's when you, your boys got.
Now, if we made that money, cool. We done made a, we done hit a lick. We made about, we done made 50 grand off the lick.
That's why he couldn't have true friends, man, because boy,
somebody should
let me take that for you, because the risk, for me, I go to jail, you can give me bail money.
He's
man,
done.
You go to jail, and your boys can't.
Nigga, everybody fucked up.
Yeah, everybody money got.
He's done this numerous times. Yeah. It's a very high comfort level going on right now. Ooh. I just know that he may or may not be in the league next year. He's facing 20 years.
He ain't gonna be in the league.
He ain't gonna get 20 years. That nigga gonna get like 4 years, and that shit gonna be suspended up and all type of shit. Because that nigga was in Texas. They began light sentences for weed and shit in Texas for years.
But the league gonna punish him.
Yeah, but Josh Gordon has set the standard.
He can punish him more than the motherfucking court.
Josh Gordon has been suspended like 6-7 times.
But is this shit weed every time?
It's something. They never want to
announce it. I think that nigga got something else going on, man. Like, come on, man. Tenai Jackson couldn't stop smoking the weed.
He's got demons.
He played for the Buccaneers and Redskins. He couldn't stop smoking weed, man. Love to smoke that weed.
He's got demons, man. Because it's like chance after chance after chance, and you still
fucking up. So that's why I said it can't be weed, man. Weed ain't like $1 million, no dollars. Smoke weed, don't smoke weed. That's easy math, man. Fuck that weed, nigga. Get this money. Run these routes.
Ain't gotta worry about it. Now y'all boys can smoke it all you want, man.
He's got pounds. Pounds on top of pounds, man. Hey, look, before we get out of here, man, look. We got a big fight coming up this weekend. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. I want y'all picks. Kel.
I don't know, man. This nigga Tyson Fury said he gave up drinking 20 to 30 Diet Cokes a day for this fight. Who the fuck drink 20 to 30 goddamn sodas a day? So maybe that motherfucker gonna win. Or maybe he gonna lose because his body gonna be going through goddamn withdrawal.
He drank 20 to 30
Diet Cokes a day.
Based on that comment alone, go Wilder. Because if you drinking that many, you I don't care if you trying to get yourself back in shape, nigga. You was
nigga,
out of shape,
done. Number one, nigga. I don't even think the human body can consume 20 to 30 Cokes a day.
That's what they said, bro.
That's some Andre the Giant shit right
there. You know what type of acid that is running through your body every 20 to 30?
My 600-pound life shit right there, man.
What is he drinking? Cans or 16
ounces? I'm assuming it's cans.
So that's 12 ounces. 12 ounces times 20 a day?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, nigga. You drinking 100 gallons a day? You drinking gallons? That nigga lying. Yeah. So you a liar.
I will say this. If he's been doing that and he stopped, he's got to be feeling better than ever.
White people drink the shit out of Diet Coke, my nigga.
Later to work with me, drink them shits all goddamn day long.
He might really was drinking.
He's feeling better than ever.
Nigga, that's three 12 packs.
Man, I know white women that drink Diet Mountain Dew like that.
Three 12 packs?
She might not drink three, but he a big motherfucker, though. Let's keep it real. Like, he not a regular size person,
either. He is, but goddamn, man. You an athlete, man.
Yeah. He 300. He probably in the close to 300 range. Still, 30 motherfuckers. So, nigga, I can't drink 30 cups of water. I can't drink a whole. You can't. That's going to the food line and buying that whole case of water to that bag. And you drinking that every day. Fuck no.
Yeah,
you be fucked up doing that with water. People die from drowning off of drinking too much water. You can't do that.
I think I'm gonna have to call Snopes on that one. I'm gonna have to fact check.
That's a lot of money.
It was only ESPN that reported.
Yeah, he just was lying. He just was selling tickets.
Is everybody with Wilder on this fight?
Yeah, I'm riding with Wilder. Definitely not riding with that.
I'm gonna be the wild card with this one.
And go with the soda drinking nigga?
I'm taking Diet Coke.
Okay.
I bet you a 12-pack of Coke.
I don't know, man. I got a funny feeling.
I bet you almost beat him the first time.
I bet you steak and cheese and an order of fries from work.
There you go. All right, we got that.
His piss had to be the color of this motherfucking microphone.
Piss. That nigga peed in the toilet and melted the fucking toilet.
He pissed that syrup. Remember, we used to work at that, I used to work at McDonald's. You know, the, like, the syrup, the little box. That pure, that's his piss.
Yeah, man. They recycle that nigga, man.
I got fury, though, man, because we saw Wilder's last fight, and which he did knock dude out, but dude was winning the fight.
Well, Fury was winning.
You're a one punch guy.
Yeah.
Fury can't. I mean, let me just keep it real. Deontay Wilder can't fight for real.
Yeah. So, but Fury has seen.
A perfect name for him.
Yeah. He can't. He's not a.
Tyson Fury has the best name. He reminds me of the Fury guy from off of. What's the video game I used to play? Fury. Tyson Fury, I think his name was. On the fucking game.
The same person that was fighting.
One but a few of us had. We had Tekken, Street Fighter.
Tekken. That shit was Tekken, wasn't it?
There was a Tyson in Tekken, wasn't
it? Tyson Fury is his name.
I think Tyson was on. I don't think it was Tyson Fury. I think it was Tyson. That was the nigga with the boxing gloves.
Fury knocked the shit out your ass. Boom, boom.
Not taking the Mortal Kombat. That was taking.
That was taking.
He'll light your ass up with the three piece jet.
So we on that Tekken 3 was the best one, right? You remember Tekken 3?
That was
the arcade. The one at the arcade.
Yeah. Tekken. What's the other giant? Soul Blade. Y'all play? No, Soul Calibur. I played that. That shit was like the same. A couple of the same characters from Tekken was on Soul Calibur.
I'm waiting on that movie. I got Fury, man. Steak and cheese on it. And,
yeah, I've been letting y'all know about my steak and cheese sub and steak fries.
Y'all let me know what day I come down to the MC.
Okay, no doubt.
Yeah, that steak and cheese.
I got Fury, man. I got him.
How?
Decision. I got him ducking them the haymakers. Ducking the haymakers, man.
What y'all watching the fight at?
That's what I was about to ask.
I'm thinking about getting it, man.
Let me know, man.
I don't know who's gonna play it, cause I mean we can go somewhere and watch it, but I don't know who's gonna
get that shit.
It depends. They do the UFC a lot though. Tilted might get it.
Tilted Kill.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Tilted Kill beginning.
I went
to Tilted Kill. I took my son to Tilted Kill. My son said, "Dad, me and my 17-year-old go out to eat." I said, "Man, where you wanna go?" He said, "Hey, let's go to Hooters." And the way he said it, clearly he wanted to go because he thinks Hooters is going. I was like, "Look, man, ain't nothing going on in Hooters, man." I said, "Tell you what, we'll go to this other joint.
Tilted Kill.
Called The Kill in Colonial Heights." So we get up in there. You know, they don't switch it up. They used to wear them little skirts. Now they got on like leotards or some shit. That little nigga looked, and we opened the door, and the girl came up to the door. He was like, yeah. Let's stay at this one, daddy.
This is my spot. Man.
Yeah, it's a new spot. Nobody care nothing about.
And that bitch like Cisco. But I want to see who. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know who's playing. I'll find out. I'll let y'all know. We can hook up and watch it there, so I can save me. What's that? $500 down for pay per view. Pay per view hires a bitch now, man. I definitely want to see it, I want to get my fire stick in a paper. Yeah, but I gotta update some shit, man. Once again, I'm not gonna incriminate myself on the show. Hey, look, Rebels in the Dungeon. Shout outs, Kel.
Hey, man, y'all already the same. Shout outs, man, the fam. Y'all, fellas, man, had a great time, all as usual.
Hey, man, shout out to everybody listening, everybody watching, everybody support me, the brand, man. You out there doing something positive, keep doing it, man. If you ain't doing it, somebody else doing it. And I just appreciate you having me back on, man. Been a minute, but always love to come and chop it up with y'all fellas, man.
Too long, man. You be back real soon, man.
Hey, man. Shout out, man. Shout out to Snuff McGee and friends, man. Always bringing a brother on, man. I appreciate it. Look out for Beasley Boy Radio coming soon. Keep your ears and eyes peeled for that. Shout out my son, Meatball. Meatball want me to mention his name. So. Shout out, Meatball. There you go.
You know spring football?
Oh yeah, you already know.
Coming back through?
Yeah, we coming out. Okay, hey, look, if I move to this other shift, man, I'm coaching out that gym, man.
Are you going to the back?
I'm gonna put the black on. Yeah, nah, hell nah. I might go to 73.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, okay. Nah, you know I ain't going to no back shift.
Boy, shout out to y'all government shit, man. Y'all checks and shit, man. Y'all talking about the jobs in here, man.
No, we don't name names.
Yeah, but, yeah, checks and balances.
Yeah, but
we back out in the black this summer, man. That shit did a lot for him in the, for regular football. So, we back out.
Yeah, son, he's on the superstar. I will say that. Yeah. Superstar. And he's one of those dads that talks too goddamn much. But in a good way.
I'm on the sideline from the sideline.
Yeah, in a good way. So I'm looking forward to that. I want to shout your brothers out, man, for coming back. Come back more often. Try to get you on as much as possible. Always great conversation. Want to shout out Kale's Turtleneck tonight. Really rocking that joint. I'm feeling you, dog. I see you.
Got the little chain on the outside.
You know what I'm saying? I see you.
Okay.
We gonna shout you out.
Yeah, I mean.
I did shout him out last week when he walked in the door of the comedy show. Just to put him on the spot. I like doing that shit.
I appreciated it, though.
And once again, I want to shout out everybody who showed up last week for the comedy show. We're gonna try to do it again in March. The open mic, March 21st. We're gonna be a liaison in Petersburg. Tickets are on Eventbrite or go to Liaison Restaurant in Petersburg, Virginia to pick them up. Starring Michael Bam Bam White. Also, Mike J. Lazarus Hamlin, hosted by Snuff McGee. DJ Sarah J. doing the music. We're going to have a special performance by Lovejoy and C. Ferris. This is our Money Executives Entertainment LLC promoting the event. Shout out Jay Prince and Rich. I appreciate your love, man. Coming next week on the Relevance in the Dungeon, we got Michael Bam Bam White coming through. Another dope episode. Once again, another dope episode of Night 41, man. They piling up.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Same age as y'all.
My goddamn, man.
I turn 41 today. Real shit.
Yeah, man.
Happy birthday, too. Appreciate you, dog.
Yeah, happy birthday, Ross, man. Birthday today, man. You see, you're a prop. See, you know shit.
I knew it was his
you know
birthday,
shit and you don't know shit, man. Bro. See?
I'd have forgot more shit than I knew.
God.
The big 4-1, man.
Talk that shit, Kev. I see you.
Hey, what's that thing you say, man? I was trying to say that shit one day. People are smart.
Somebody. Oh, no. What was it? A person is smart. People are stupid.
Damn, I couldn't think of that shit to save my life. And I needed to say it that day, too.
I needed to say it.
I could not get that shit to save my life.
I had a lady come up to me today at the establishment. And she was like, where was that show at you did last week? Said she had spoke to you or whatnot. And then another lady was like, I didn't even know that was you on the show. I guess the bonnet I'd be wearing at work. Yeah, that's right. Snuff wears the bonnet at work.
I won't with you when you brought that shit up last week.
Huh?
Y'all don't wear no bonnet?
Nah. Oh, yeah. Look, I put niggas on the spot. I say everybody want a dreadhead, so we got to use your bonnet in the middle of the night. You know?
Yeah, let me get that shit.
I don't use no bonnet, man.
You don't no bonnet?
Never, ever, ever.
I have in the past.
Okay, there we go. That's all we needed in here.
I
have
big ass
I'm trying
though.
To get like y'all, boy, man.
Are you coming? I see you.
I get there, man.
Going a little hang time soon, man. Enjoy the journey, man.
Pretty soon you can squeeze your little top knot like he got.
Hey, nigga, I've been where you at before, so I'm good. This is my second go around.
I try to get there. My damn son came, went to the barbershop 2 weeks ago, man. This shit was long, man. Chief Keef shit.
Mm-hmm.
And sat down in the chair and said he wanted to cut him off, man.
That was, my nephew just did that shit. I said, oh, boy, you tripping, boy.
I ain't never doing that shit again. Worst decision I ever made.
Well, see, he's got the youth. He can bring it back. See, this is the last ride for Snuff. Once I cut it off, the bishop, it may not come back. So, we're going to ride as long as we can, man.
Gotcha.
Relevance in the Dungeon. I'm Snuff McGee, joined by...
Man, you already know it's your boy, Kel.
T-Von.
I'll see.
No doubt, we out. Peace.
Yo. You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.